especially during at night, I guess this, you mentioned that you get disoriented very easily with the snow machine. And if you know the geographical area, that is best to, if you get disoriented, turn off the snow machine, look around, and then get back on track. On one occasion, I traveled with my dad and somebody else from Tokyo to Good News at night, and we were traveling through the mountains, and then I guess he got disoriented, so he stopped, turned off the light, you know, looked around at the mountains. I guess he had it all figured out, you know, just by the shape. He said, I know where we're at now. You know, I was pretty amazed at that knowledge, you know, even the shape. Joshua Philp, he always advised the people, don't just go straight to where you're going without paying attention to. He said, always be aware of the terrain. Always be aware of certain unusual landmarks. You know, if you're traveling in these areas, not just knowing the names, but knowing the names of the lakes are very important.
What kind of unusual landmarks might you think about?
Like in the spring, during the spring break, you know, when you travel on the way out, and that route is kind of dangerous, and you pass it, and you think of it back of that, how I'm going to go back, go through that, get in danger. And you know it, there's the other route to get back to home.
I have seen some, like in some lakes, there's a tree and it's, the branches are cut way up. It's a landmark.
Mm-hmm. That's a good example of an unusual landmark. It's a good direction finder, especially if it's cloudy and the sun's not shining. I get lost when the sun isn't shining, and I use it as a direction finder. Make it lost easy. Don't follow me when I'm dead.
Like in mine, and I on a thick area alongside of Cusco. It's the thickest all the time on both sides. You didn't get
during the fall, when the trees are real thick with leaves, it's good to, if you have to go into the woods, use a moss to mark your trail. In fact, last Friday I went through the woods, and here were these moss, you know, clump of moss on the tree. I know what they were for, so I followed them. But otherwise, I'd still be in the woods somewhere starving.